Since mid-June 2007, the siege laid against the Gaza Strip has gradually crippled life for the roughly 1.4 million people of the densely populated coastal area, where the majority of Palestinian kids suffer from malnutrition and starvation. The economic collapse, coupled with the Israeli ban on humanitarian aid into the Strip, has made life very difficult for the Palestinians living there. Voice of Palestine and Indonesian Muslim Solidarity for Al-Quds held a solidarity rally outside the Egyptian embassy here in Jakarta, calling on the Egyptian government to open the Rafah crossing once and for all, or at least allow humanitarian aid workers, international human rights activists, and rapporteurs to enter the Gaza Strip through the Rafah border crossing.
Kita berharap pemerintah Indonesia lewat pertemuan.
We hope that Indonesian government, through the Asian parliamentary meeting recently, will carry out dialogue with Palestine neighboring country at the soonest, based on the agreement between head of parliaments from Indonesia, Syria, and Iran.
Segera dilakukan.
Bebaskan Palestina! Bebaskan Palestina!
Minta to seek justice from the Egyptian government to open up Rafah crossing.
Adalah untuk memberikan dukungan moral.
We are here to give moral support to the Palestinian people who is under the Israel operation along with the Egyptians. As a Muslim brother, we are here to give our full moral support.
Demi kemanusiaan.
We are here for humanitarian support for Palestinians in Gaza Strip. They are suffering there. They have no aid at all because the access to Gaza through Rafah is blocked by the Egyptians.
The Muslim Solidarity for Palestinian continues with Muslim majority Indonesia, with participants hoping that international institution will launch a legal investigation into the human catastrophe taking place in the Gaza Strip. Nancy Natalia, Press TV.